Welcome to Royal Grace Chapel, the Empowerment Center, where faith comes alive through inspiring messages and teachings. At Royal Grace Chapel, our mission is to empower you to connect with God in worship, relationship with other believers, and enable you to fulfill your purpose for global impact. We believe in the power of transformation through the Word of God, and that's exactly what you'll experience as you journey with us through our plethora of messages. Get ready to be equipped, uplifted, and empowered on your path of faith. Be transformed as you listen to today's empowering message.
Hallelujah. If that clap offering will be accepted by Jesus, can you do it better? Give him praise, give him praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Just lift your hand and say, Father, mission is possible. Reaching the whole world is possible. And you are using me. I will not be left out. You know, until you say it, God will not know whether you are ready. Whatever you say is a seed. Can you help me to talk to the Lord? I said, mission is possible in this ministry, and you are going to use me. Lord, I am number one vessel you will use all over the nations of the earth. You will use me greatly. You will use me mightily. You will use me gloriously. You will not leave me alone. You are going to use me mightily. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. I thought somebody was here. I saw a lot of energy, and I expect a bitter amen. Not an amen standing on one leg. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Lord, I remember the day you called me to missions. I knelt down with a world map, and you told me I should go. And since then, I have not stopped going to the nations of the earth. I saw your children praying over the map of South Africa and touching all the nations of the earth. What we saw in drama and dance today, I stand here to proclaim, is a reality in Jesus' name. Mission may be difficult, but it's not impossible. And because these ones have sown a seed, I ask that the world will melt under your feet in Jesus' name. Amen. Anywhere you desire to go all over the world, receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we'll pray. Amen. If you love the Lord, come on, give him a clap offering. Clap for Jesus, clap for Jesus, clap for Jesus. Amen. Let's be seated. I will try as much as possible not to delay us too much. When I mean delay, I will not take more than my time. I'm looking at the time, and I'm trusting that the Lord will help me. And because the Lord will help me, I want to recognize Apostle Missionary Joseph, John, and Mama. I want to thank you for this opportunity. I'm not taking it for granted. I was in Canada when you called. And exactly the song the people sang in French was the song they sang in Montreal. So when they were singing the song, you know, Montreal in Canada speak French. It's the Francophone side of Canada. They sang that same song. Yeah, that same song. It's a sign. It's a sign. While you spoke to me and I was preparing to come, I was in Mexico. When I enter Mexico, I remember. And I know that God is taking you somewhere. And please, sir, don't look at your strength now where God is taking you so. Because when I was coming today, God said I should tell you this is a seed that must germinate and produce result. If you believe it, say louder and better, amen. I want to say thank you, sir. I'm not taking it for granted. I appreciate you. God bless you. You can be seated. You see, there's something that makes me fear a little, and the Bible says fear not. But I met a verse in scripture that made me fearful. In John chapter 21, Verse 3. This verse came after Jesus had trained them for 3 solid and a half years, and they saw the dead raised. If you look throughout Jesus, he never went for any burial ceremony. Even the corpse he met on the way, he woke them up. The friend Lazarus that died 4 days, he woke them up. In John chapter 2, he attended a wedding. And they saw this man did so much great things. Immediately the man exited, come and listen to the language. 3.5 years of signs and wonders. 3.5 years of missions. 3.5 years of speaking to thousands. 3.5 years of using 2 loaves to feed thousands. They saw the hand of God and they saw Jesus walk on water. When you go through that place where Jesus walked on water, you will know the supremacy of the power of God towards us. When Elisha and his men got to Jordan, Jordan parted when they pulled the ark. When Elijah got to Jordan, Jordan parted. When Elisha got to Jordan, Jordan parted. But when Jesus got to Jordan, he walked on the water. I want you to know that. So we are not in the era of parting the water. We are in the era of walking on the water. It's a sign the Lord has given to us that the whole world belongs to us. And Nigeria is very specific in this assignment. You know, I'm very careful to read this Bible verse because it scares me a lot. I used to be a lecturer in Akoka and I wanted to be a big professor and just do the work of God. And the year my sabbatical came, the Lord told me, as I was giving my letter from the department and I got to the office and I dropped the letter. In the realm of the spirit, I saw another letter. I'm saying this so that some of us will see the second letter nobody is seeing. People came and, Mr. Folonsho, congratulations. Your sabbatical, now you make more money, you will travel, you will do your degrees. And I was not happy. They said, I was seeing the other letter nobody saw. The Holy Spirit placed another letter on me and said, resign now or I will not use you. I'm saying this so that some of you will know. Because when God will be taking you to China, to India, because you were thinking before that, I will be so special. No, that seed you sow today, will germinate and take you to the nations of the earth in Jesus. I thought I was going to hear a louder and better amen. After this training, many of us just feel it was a child's play. Pastor just told us, I'm a small girl, I'm a small boy, I'm not educated. Forget about that. When the time come, Jesus did not even look for educated men, he looked for fishermen. And fishermen turn the whole world upside down. It does not matter who you are. When the mission of the Lord comes upon you, the nation will melt at your feet in Jesus' name. Amen. You are sown a seed today, and the nation will hear you in Jesus' name. Amen. I thought I was going to hear a louder and bigger amen. Amen. But I needed to start with this caution so that we be very cautious of this. Because many are times we think that God will use us because of our ability. Mm-mm. If you go to scriptures, God does not use the qualified. God qualified the people he will use. So he will qualify you to use you. It's not of him that run it. Or it's of the Lord that showeth mercy. When the Lord qualifies you, there's nothing anybody can do about it. And he will give the nations of the earth to your hand to possess in Jesus' name. But I need to put this caution. If we go through John 21 and verse 1 to 3, if time will permit us, if it's on the screen, I would like it. And the Bible says, I know that I'm in the house where media is number one. You see the power of media here. You give glory to God. The Bible says, after these things, what things? These things. What is the meaning of after these things? Sorry, I may do a little of lecturing. It is not T-H-I-S, this one. It is T-H-E-S-E, plural. These things that Jesus did, the healing, the miracles, the raising of the dead, that they saw on a daily basis for 3.5 years. After these things, after this dancing, After this prophetic message from the man of God, after this revelation of missions, what shall be? Here, after these things, Jesus showed himself again to disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. What did he? On this wise, showed he himself. Verse 2. I hear what the Bible has to say. There were together Simon Peter and Thomas called Didymus and Nathanael of Cana of Galilee and the sons of Zebedee and the two other disciples. Now, why did Jesus show forth? Verse 3. Simon Peter said to them, let's go and cast out devils. Is that what he said? Because that was what Jesus was explaining. He said, I'm going to make you fishers of men. You're not going to catch fishes, but I'm going to make you fishers of men. So what the apostles were expecting is that Peter will come and say, now let's go and win souls in China. Let's go to India. Let's go to, and then let's go to South Africa. Let's go to, and then everybody will say, hey, Peter came. Because I don't want that to be a portion. Peter came and tell them, I go a fishing. And we expected the other disciples to say, no. After all this training, and what did they say? The Bible says, they, as if they planned it, they said to him, we ought, we also go with thee. The Bible said they went forth. The reason why you see people go to missions today and don't produce result, they go to ministry today, they don't produce result, is that in their heart, they are there for fishing and not fishing men. And when they get there, they catch nothing. The motive of the heart, you can't hide from God. From men, you may be a superstar, you speak in tongues, you dance, you are glorified. Everybody knows you in church. But God has a radar that searches the heart to know their heart was going for fishing and Jesus was sending them to go and catch men. And the Bible said that day they did what? They caught nothing. Immediately you notice you are catching nothing, know that you are in a wrong horizon. You are in a wrong place. You have to find out a bearing for what God is saying. Now, I met something. You know, when we see a minister from America, all of us will jump, hey, the white man from America, sir, before a white man will preach in my church, I must know your resume. The other day, the white man came, Dr. Dohan, wonderful, and the whole church were running around. I called him to office, I said, you're going to climb my altar on one condition. I want to know, where are you from? How is your marital status? By the time we finish, he said, he left Nigeria and went to Liberia. He said, I was talking too much because by the time he finished talking to me, I just found out that he needed help. So the person you want to take to the altar needed help. If you go to America today, it's already a mission field and they need you and I there. They need us urgently to tell them about the gospel. And I want to tell you that if you make up your mind, don't let the devil give you a big picture that it is not possible. I came this morning to tell you it is possible. And if you believe, say, lad, amen. Amen. Now, if it's possible, what do I do? Number one, I must plant a seed. The seed is what we have planted today. The seed is the message you are hearing today. A seed will always germinate and produce. You must plant a seed every day you wake up. I am going to carry the gospel to China. I am going to carry the gospel to India. I am going to carry the gospel to Qatar. I'm going to carry the gospel to Saudi Arabia. I'm going to carry the gospel to Ghana. I'm going to carry the gospel to Canada. You see, sir, I noticed something. Our missionary in Qatar, the first I was going to Qatar, they told my wife, better just be praying. Your husband may not come with one hand. Because once you commit sin, they will cut down. I told my wife, I said, you are always, I'm going to go. After somebody died to bring the gospel to us. So we too must die. And they say, this your husband is stubborn. I said, I naturally am a gentleman, but when it comes to the gospel, I'm a stubborn man. I'm going there to die. But I went and I came back. Today, we have one of the biggest churches in Qatar. Sir, if I had listened to men, I would not plant the seed. I want to warn you, don't listen to men, listen to the Holy Spirit. Immediately you make up your mind by revelation, the Lord is using me for that nation. Forget about what is going to be done. Allow God to prepare you. You just make yourself a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable. Present yourself on the altar as a seed and see what God will do through you.
I went to Qatar, and CIDs were investigating me in the hotel, everything. I was ready to go to prison, if it will mean prison. I was ready to have my hand cut. But today, instead of cutting my hand, I am still going to Qatar. In fact, next month, I'm going to Qatar for convention. Now, we have a very big church. As I'm talking to you, they are doing their women convention. So before I come for convention, in the same place, they were to cut my hand. Why? Because I planted the seed. I profess upon one person who shouted a loud amen. You will not fail in Jesus' name. Amen. You didn't hear me very well. This prayer is only used if you have a mind. I say you will not fail in Jesus' name. Amen. Plant a seed. Let the seed remain in you, Lord. I'm going there to tell the nations about you. Today, all we are after is how to plant a church, ride a good car, build a big auditorium, and they call you Papa. I don't do it, sir. I have only one branch in Nigeria. To plant a branch in America, we plant 50 branches in Nigeria when you turn dollar. But what I do is to go and plant branches abroad. Sir, the evangelism student, we are just in this church. We only just go and preach. Let us start a branch somewhere. I said, God, you know. They say, no, sir. Let's just, we will start a house. That is how we went to start another branch. The pressure was too much. Don't bow to pressure, sir. And we started the branch. God whipped me seriously until I closed the branch. Because the norm is that you have a branch, and then you start to plant branches about, and then you have Eastern Zone, Western Zone, province headquarters. Everybody will now have provincial headquarters. Until I cross that branch, I never saw peace. Because the fear is that, how will I raise missionaries from one branch all over the world? How am I going to do it? And God said, leave that for me. My PA that came today is going to Brazil next year. We are preparing him for Brazil. If you see anybody bring me, sir, I don't have driver. Once I pick a pastor, you drive me, you are my PA, I'm preparing you for a nation. The best training is when you stay together. I tell you, this is how it is done, this is how it is done. We have received too many certificates of BA theology, and it has theology has theologized also, and we are sitting down. Who is ready to go? Then God has a seed on ground to use. Somebody told me, I am not having a polished English like mama and daddy in the house. Daddy has a very good polished English, mama speak. And then you say, I don't even know how to combine tenses together. In fact, even those your mistake English is what we need. Am I talking to somebody? Those your heavy grammar that is not coordinated is what we need. The greatest missionary that the earth has given battle in the name of Smith Wigglesworth came from Yorkshire, England. When I went to London, I was looking for the village. As we were going to Manchester, on the way I was saying, where is Yorkshire? One village. Wigglesworth raised more dead than anybody. Wigglesworth came from the land where English is spoken. And Wigglesworth does not know how to speak English. The day he was preaching, as he got to the place, and he said, and the Lord said, and the congregation said, huh? He now went over and said, and when the Lord was saying, that is a man from England, the home of English. But with his bad grammar, it was the wife that taught him how to read. He was just a plumber. Don't let anybody deceive you that because you don't have a PhD or you're not a degree holder. What you need is God bringing you up. That is why I said, God is not looking for the qualified. He's looking for those he will qualify. And I want to tell you that once you are a seed, he is going to qualify you. Amen. I thought I was going to hear a louder and bigger amen. Amen. If the man of God receive a word, don't force the man of God. Me, I must go to Canada. In fact, my missionary to Canada just went. We went to Canada together. He went ahead of me. Everybody said, go to Canada. I said, I'm not interested. I want to go to Saudi Arabia. I want to go to Iran. I want to go to Iraq. I want to go to Pakistan. I want to go to Qatar. I want to go to Omar. All this crazy idea, I must go to Canada. I must go to USA. You are not different from those who are going there to do runs. If you're a missionary, you look for hard ground. Where the thing is hard, And you will need God, and you will see God at work. So when somebody told me, when I said, if I'm ready for Canada, but it's not my interest, I'm not going there to hustle. I'm not going there to do, no. I'm going there for the gospel. Let me go by the dictates of the Lord. If the man of God here says, I received a word, sister so-so-so, you are going to China. Yes, sir. Don't ever tell a no. China, okay. China, where they are cutting the neck of missionary. If you are not ready to die, don't be a missionary. If you are not ready to go to prison, don't go. The last time I was in Qatar, I met this Indian man. And then normally I meet a lot of missionaries and we are discussing, and the man was just smiling. And I said, why are you smiling? He said, I am just happy. He said, it's because I'm old. That's why I'm leaving Saudi Arabia. I said, what is this smile? He said, I was taken to prison 20 times. He said, once I gather 5 people and we are singing, they will arrest me. He said, when they take me to prison, I will start fellowship in the prison. They will say, remove him from prison before he will turn all the prisoners to Christian. He said, when I come to town, they will arrest me. He said, at the time, the government said, what do you want? He said, I must preach the gospel. He said, because of his age, that is why he came back, so that he's looking for the person that will take over the job he has done. The question is, where is the young man? In recent times, this is the church I've ever attended with the youngest congregation of young men. In recent times, when I saw the, you saw the way they jump. Hey, if I try that, ambulance. Sir, when I did my tour to America, Canada, and I was coming, you know what happened? I now flew from Houston. In America, I was flying from Houston down to Mexico, from Mexico down to Montreal, Canada. I've learned Toronto, so I was now coming from there to Nigeria. I spent 4 days on the air. 4 days. As I'm landing, I will enter the country and take over the country. I will enter the plane. As I land, I will spend one night, take over the country, Rekedemo Shantali Begede, and I will pick my flight again. I will go to Casablanca, Limbraga Batikeshedia. 4 days before I came, sir, on the stretch. That was when I now knew what they call Paul's missionary journey. Brethren, people work for God. Let's stop this idea of we are just in Nigeria. God has helped us in Nigeria. There is a church in Nigeria that 5 minutes trek, they get to the other one. There is a church that everywhere they have branches. And all over the world, you go to some place before you will see a church. Rather, what you will see in a corner is Satan's church. It's not Nigeria where somebody is sponsored by Satan and will be wearing suit, herbalist in suit. There they will say, this is Satan's church. So when you come, you know you are coming to worship Satan. The minute you get there, you see demons moving. You are in the presence of Satan. So they already told you Satan's church. You go to another place, you will see nude church. Nude. Once you come in, you pull your cloth and come in nude. The pastor is naked. Everybody is naked. And he's reading the Bible. Yes. And if care is not taken, we Nigerians copy America. Anything America does is what we want to do. Meanwhile, we are running the Bible. We are the one that should be an example to them. Look at somebody and say, you are the next example. Say it very well now. Number one, as I've said, please make yourself a seed. Make yourself a seed. Number two, Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Don't do roadside ministry. Mm-mm. There are provisions for ministerial exploit. If you want to be a pastor, be a pastor that has the Holy Ghost. Be a pastor that has power. Don't go out to preach empty-handed. What do you spend time on? I landed Lagos in my sister's house. And my sister's husband, at a point, they have to go and plan how to take me to police station. Because they will leave in the morning, I will be in the room praying. The food will be on the table. They will come in the evening, I'm still praying. The man say, this boy gets psycho. This one, he go pray for money to leave me. You know, they chop. My sister said, he has ministry. He said, ah, waiting. Which kind of ministry? You want to kill yourself? Today we want to do exploit. We are not ready to pray. How far will you go? If this thing is not done by strength or by grammar or by name. No, I'm a white man. You know, Acts 1, he said, but ye shall receive power. Now look at that verse very well. Please, church, help me look at it very well. Ye shall receive power after. Let's stop there. Many people, once they speak in tongues, they think power has come. Power has not come. Oh. You are just on the path of power. When you speak in tongues, it's a process. That's why when you go to Luke chapter 3, Jesus was begging John the Baptist, please baptize me. He suffered it to be so. Immediately Jesus was baptized. The Bible said the heavens opened. And said, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. Hear ye him. Jesus did not say, ah, God has announced. Now let's do ministry. In chapter 4, the Bible says he went to the wilderness to meet with Satan. He received that so that power is authority. Authority of confirmation. Authority that you have handled all the powers that be that will stop you. Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Power comes after the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Somebody now asked me, sir, I thought that once I speak in tongues, I said no. That's how you see a lot of people speak in tongues today. They fail in business. They fail in the school. They fail in ministry. They fail in every area. And they start to wonder. I speak in tongues. I say, no. When you speak in tongues, God is preparing you to acquire what we call capacity. Number 3. Look at somebody and say, gather capacity. They are not saying it very well. How do I gather capacity? In Jude, verse 20. Jude is just a chapter. Verse 20 of Jude says what? Verse 20 of Jude, what did he say? Dearly beloved. What did he say? Building up yourself in your most holy faith. Doing what? Praying in the Holy Ghost. I wish the media can give that to me. I will appreciate so that I'm on a teaching program because I'm talking to missionaries. I didn't come here just to lay hands on people to receive healing. I came to prepare people. We go and raise the dead. If you are the one that will raise the dead, wave your hand to heaven. If you are the one that will cast out devil, wave your hand to heaven. The Lord is with you in Jesus' name. Amen. This is it. But ye beloved, church, you want to go for missions? Don't go there empty. I remember South Sudan. If you go to Sudan, it has been divided into two after quarrels. South Sudan, if you see all this Al-Qaeda, like we have Boko Haram, very vicious people. The evangelist came and crusade. And he said, Jesus has power. Jesus is great. The Al-Qaeda carry one lame woman and another sick of incurable disease. I started bringing them to crusade ground. With his gun, AK-47. Everybody in crusade said, Wahala don't carry cloth. And he was coming. As he got to the crusade ground, he went straight to the altar and said, man of God, you say Jesus is powerful. He said, take these two. If this lay woman walks and this one is healed, then you're Jesus. He said, but if your Jesus cannot heal the two of them, I'm going to kill you. Yes, that's mission. And the man told them, bring them here. You know why? He has built capacity. It's capacity that will make you look at a layman and say, stand up and walk. If you go to Acts chapter 3, the apostles have been going to the beautiful gate and seeing the layman and bypassing the layman. But when they build capacity, they went back, they told the layman, stand up. The layman said, Uncle Peter, wait till they talk. Not the money they give us before. Uncle Peter, what are you talking? He said, hey, stand up. The man looked again and said, what are you saying? Have you changed so much? Yes, I've changed. Because when you build capacity, you know that your capacity has increased. He held the hand and said, stand up and walk. And the man jumped up. The whole place scattered. Now you must get to that point where you build capacity. Mission is not for lazy people who cannot pray. I remember I was training some people for missions and everybody was happy. Luzeke, bregedegede. I was just laughing. I said, now we want to enter prayer. So they said, well, I said, first day prayer, we are going to speak in tongues for 6 hours. minus choruses and all the paraphernalia. No, when you come, you first of all clap your hand. Jesus is good. Hallelujah. When we finish that, I set time. 6 hours. No prayer point. Prayer point is, Lord, energize me. Speak in tongues for 6 hours. By the time we finish, they say, we have tried. I say, we have not tried. They say, 6 hours. I say, we have not tried. Though the second weekend, we went for prayer. After all the training, the teachings, we prayed for 9 hours in tongues, minus choruses and opening prayer. We set time, 9 hours. Immediately we said, bam, I said, yes, we have started. If you are tired of standing, like the people that were dancing, that woman warned them. And you are tired, you fall. The lady said, I'm not going to fall today. The lady warned the man. All of us prayed 9 hours in tongues. By the time we left there, nobody asked questions. Everybody was going. You see the eye pointed. You cannot build capacity and be ordinary. We talk too much today as Christians. We talk too much. We don't want the era of talking too much. We want to leave you here today because I'm going to pray with you. I'm going to pray with you today. I'm going to send a word in your life. You will go back to the street here, heal the sick, cleanse the leper, make the lame to walk. Prove a point. People can argue your gospel. Nobody will argue a miracle. Enough of argument. Show them. When I gave my life to Jesus, sir, my father and mother were staunch Anglican, and they believe in all this Anglican stuff. And I said, Anglican is good, especially when you have the prayer side. But I needed to tell them that there is something better than religion. So as I came, well, I told my father, I said, could we shut up there? I am a national CID. When I look at you, I read your mind. You know that you are looking at us as if we are not Christians. I said, I didn't say so. He said, I can read you. It was a battle. I was just the Holy Spirit. So I had a younger sister who had a leg. And once she's sick, the leg will fold. She will not walk until the fever is gone. So the day it happened, I said, Mommy, don't go to hospital. He said, what are you saying? I said, let me pray. He said, okay, when you finish your prayer, we'll go to hospital. I said, okay. I lay her limbra kapush ketodosha kataya. Leg stretch, and the leg stretched. The guy came and said, Mom, I'm okay. Mom said, you mean we are not going to hospital? The guy said, what am I going to do there? I'm already here. That was the last time the leg folded. So I saw my mother and my father. They went to a corner to do meeting. I pray for you. All the argument over your calling stops today in Jesus' name. They say, this boy is not playing, you know. You know why your parents say don't go to church? You have not shown them who you are. You are still like an unbeliever who doesn't know what he's doing. Come home, speak in tongues. My mother had a canteen. Beautiful canteen. Everybody. And then they'll bring guests from Togo who will become cooks, who will serve food. When they bring them, some in the night, they will be flying. We had a lot of experiences. So when I came, I told my mother, I said, don't bother. He said, we have to send them. I said, you don't need deliverance. 12 every day, we wake up, all of us, because my mother doesn't have plenty of children. We are only 9. 5 boys and 4 girls, and I'm number one. You can see, my mother refused to populate Nigeria by having only 9. In the middle of the night, we prayed so much, one of the guys said, are they go, Mama? He said, why? He said, I know they feel waka for night. Mama, well, you are supposed to sleep in the night. He said, Mama, you don't understand. All the gaga, what did it? I know if you fly. I won't go. Yeah, which is still flying where you are. It's a sign to show that you don't know what you have accepted. Today you see somebody, in the name of Jesus, you will see bat flying. In the name of Jesus, I bind you. You see cockroach. Yeah, you are not going to kill me. Hey! Jesus. What kind of Christianity are you caring about? That you'll be there. The black guy couldn't fly. We beg her, let's pray for you. He said, no. If this thing leave me, so I'll be ordinary. She left. How will a witch successfully operate under your atmosphere? If I make a mistake to wake up in the night and say, Lorish Kabodus Kabagada, the devil is already in trouble. Everybody who will fly that night, embargo is laid. You must sleep and hear my prayer. I determine what happens. But when you have not built capacity, you'll be an ordinary Christian and you'll not be able to produce result. Christianity is not just reading the Bible. Christianity is loading. So even the apostles couldn't build capacity. They went back to fishing. That is why you see many of us, when we leave church, we go back to our old life. We go back to our sin. We go back to our old friend. We go back to the kind of life we live. When God expects you to leave church and be an ambassador there, it is when you are ambassador in the villages of Agege, everywhere, healing the sick, raising, that God will send you out to the nations. Because God doesn't want you to be a casualty. What is the excess of sending you to China? And the first day they say, chinchon, talamolon, chonchon. And you didn't know what they are saying. They are already preparing that big knife to cut your neck. What are you supposed to do? Stand there and say, all of you planning to fall under the anointing. That cutlass, they will not touch it again. But you are there, you didn't know. You have to start practicing now. It is what you are doing now that will make you. Look at somebody and say, mission is possible. I don't know. You are not saying it very well. Look at another person and say, build capacity. Hey, ye shall receive power. We are going back to that voice. After the Holy Ghost. Sir, this was my story. So when I got born again, I got baptized in the Holy Ghost, I started praying. I did 3 months fasting and prayer, 4 months. I was just doing it, but I was not satisfied. Sir, when you receive power, you will know. In Luke chapter 4, verse 13, the Bible says, and the devil left Jesus. Verse 14 and 15, the Bible says, Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit. And when Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit, verse 18, the Bible said what? He said he declared his identity. The Lord God has anointed me because he has given me power to heal the brokenhearted, to cleanse the leper, and to do whatever. He knew he had capacity. The apostles, when they had capacity in Acts chapter 3, they knew. How many of us really know we have capacity? This is where it becomes, because everybody wants to serve God. That can just be in the flesh. You love it. But do you really have the capacity to do it? That's why in Acts chapter 1, we want to go to Acts chapter 1 verse 8 again. We have only done halfway. Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. That's just the beginning. Before we go to the other part of that verse, let me explain. I keep praying. I will pray and pray and pray. I was not okay. Until one day, I enter into 1 year fasting and prayer throughout the whole year, from January to December. God anoint me. If I must be a pastor, let me be productive. Let the world hear my voice. Don't make me a local pastor that will die in Egbeda. I went to VI to preach. I went to Lekki to preach. And I met some Lekki people. The power of the Lord touched them. They were healed. And they said, hello, sir. We want to visit you. I said, where are you? And in Egbeda, they said, Egbeda, is it in Osun State? I was shocked. I said, no, in mainland, they say Egbeda. Egbeda. Where Egbeda? They only know Lekki, Unilag, and airport. They don't know mainland. And I say in Nigeria, the pastor says it's true. They don't know. When their children are in the Unilag or when they are flying out of the country, they only know Lekki, Aja, VI, Siemens, and what? Ikoyi. That's all. Anything, they don't know. I was shocked in Lagos. And I told them that, yes, somebody from Egbeda has proved a point. They say, now we want to know Egbeda. But I want to tell you, my friend said, no, if you want to preach the gospel all over the nations of the earth in Nigeria, go to Lekki. That is where the big boys are. Go to VI. That is where the big boys are. Go to Ikoyi. I have a lot of pastors. In fact, one of them from Lekki is preaching in my church now. And then and God told me, no. Anywhere you are, if the power of the Lord is upon you, from that place, my friends in Lekki have not even gone to VI. I've gone all over the nations of the earth. From Egbeda. Say Egbeda. I see here going all over the nations of the earth in Jesus' name. Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. I will be angry today when you leave here and go back to your old life. When you leave here today, whether you have food or not, go to a corner. There is a food of the Spirit you are supposed to eat. Because when you are anointed, you will be distinguished. When you are anointed, you will show forth. When you are anointed, people will recognize. The Bible says, and the fame of Jesus went round because he was anointed. Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost. I told you, if you want to receive power after the baptism of the Holy Ghost, build capacity. Jude 20, praying in the Holy Ghost, building up yourself in your most holy faith. Sir, one day, I was still telling God, God, I don't want to be a local minister. I started studying God's general. Wiguswa, Maria Etta, what is this wonderful lady in America, Catherine Kuma, and all of them. Woodward Etta, I'm in Mafasin, and all of them. I was just studying them. I saw how God used men. My spirit jacked up. I would tell God, if you are not a liar, do the same. I heard the voice of God. Do you really want power? I said, yes. He said, I plug you. There's a point you get to, sir. And it was as if I was plugged to electricity. The bed, thank God I was alone in the whole house. The house started vibrating. The bed was lifted. And after that, God said, now you can go all over the world. There is an encounter in the place of prayer. Today, we are so satisfied with 30 minutes prayer. You don't do 30 minutes prayer where I am. You come and tell. You can't even. He can't do 30 minutes prayer. Come and tell me, Daddy, we are praying. Eh? 30 minutes. 30 minutes just preparation. 30 minutes just trying to cut off your heart from the flesh and enter the realm of the spirit. Where you alone and God are standing. Where the atmosphere changed and God wants to speak to you. Where God gives instruction. Where God turns things around for you. And you become the person that God wants you to be. Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Then that is when you now enter point four as a missionary. And ye shall be what? Witnesses. When you look at that witnesses, God is saying you are going to be an influence. Amen. You are going to be a martyr. Amen. You are going to be an evangelist. Amen. Unto me, not unto yourself. Unto God. But how is it done? This is the mistake some of us make. You want pastor to send you to China when you don't know how to evangelize in this area. He said, you're going to be witnesses unto me, starting from where? Jerusalem. This is your Jerusalem. Judea, your state. Samaria, your country. And unto the uttermost part of the earth. It's a process. They say, come for evangelism, you don't go. Say, I don't know how to preach. Do you really need to know how to preach? Just tell them, come to church. Jesus is waiting for you. Do you have any sick at home? Let me pray. Don't think of if I pray, nothing happens. Tell the devil to, what of if I pray and something happens? Don't let the devil have the final say. The devil tells you, if you pray now. Wiguswa said, all the first people he prayed for, all of them died. All of them. Even when they are not ready to die, his prayer will kill them. And he kept praying for people until he started understanding the resurrection power. And he was now raised. He raised the dead until he raised the wife. Even when the wife dies, yeah, we are doing this job together. Wake up, wake up. The wife woke up. Then God said, you will have asked me. Say, no, God, I can't do it alone. She cannot die and leave me. And God said, it's her time to go. Please let her go. God now convinced Wiguswa to kill the woman again. That is anointing. After he woke the woman up, God was negotiating with Wiguswa on the destiny of the wife. Anointing is good. Let's stop all this noise making and fighting and just go to the place of prayer. Anytime you are in the car, you are going to Ireland to work, and there is traffic, and everywhere is complaining. Hey, don't bala blue anything. In the corner where you are, the Bible says, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. You don't need to shout. Inside, I'm talking of capital letter tongues. Not those tongues I heard from somewhere. The woman came. Cool car. See. You can only drive flies with that one. That one. See. And after see, tie my tie, tie your leg. Wear my shoe, I wear your socks. Ah, no. Hey. Sir, mission. It starts from Jerusalem. I know many people say, hey, that man goes to America. I just came from Canada to this program. Now, Nigeria, start among. I be pure Nigeria. I went to the interiors of Nigerians to preach. Talk it, Ikorabasi. I know there. Ikotekwene, Ikotokoro, talk the north. Just talk of the north. From Bauchi, I served in Bauchi, down to every Borno and everywhere. Sokoto, Kaduna. And then, if you talk of the west, forget about that. If you talk of the east, forget about that. And I remember when we were doing missions. Then, I never knew that God was going to even give me a passport. I was not envying anybody. I was just working for the Lord. Start in your Jerusalem. How can we be doing program today? You didn't bring five people. What are you doing? What are you doing? And you want to be a missionary to the world? You must start from Jerusalem. I went to the village. We organized crusade. Nobody came, sir. And went in the middle of the night. I said, God, why now? Did you send me here? And God said, you have to do deliverance of the land. And I know what that means. So we have to go to every idol spot in the village that was building there. And when we were coming in, God showed me a big graveyard. Small village with big graveyard. Every day they are celebrating one young man, don't die. And in the village, it's only burial they celebrate. Hey! Abomination. You are going to stop that in your village in Jesus' name. You are not saying a big amen. Come on. You know where we went to first? I told the whole church. Crusade like nice was not okay. They said yes. Everybody was sober. Ah, how can you come to upon all our invitation? People didn't come. That is the same thing that happened. But if you don't understand the principle in Jerusalem, you will fail in Judea. So I was here, God, what do we do? So people don't know, when I go to a country, immediately I land in the country, a church is planted, a missionary is sent. My bishop friend will come to me and say, ah, how you did it? In fact, my friend that followed me to Canada, he too came to Canada. He wanted to plant a branch. Ah, Nande, for long shots, I'm waiting there to talk. Ah, hey, we're in Canada. So he was in Toronto. From there, I was in America. We were calling. The last day was coming. Say, Andrew, I bet that you are not Sabian. Say, make you do your work. There is a process. You don't jump the gun. If you are not using Jerusalem, you will never be using Judea. Now talk of Samaria and the whole world. It's a process. We prayed that night. When we gathered in the church, everybody was sober. I said, don't be sober. We are going to bow the devil down. They said, what are we going to do? I said, we are going to the graveyard. And we're already in church by 1:30. I said, but according to Judges 6, if you are afraid like Gideon, what do you do? Tiptoe and get out of the hall like some people are going out now. Tiptoe and get out. As we are praying, the brother that was saying, Holy God, Holy God, oh, God, they were the first to tiptoe. Say, I'm not going to go die for graveyard. Graveyard will be said, necromancer, dead here. And they moved away. Only very few people left. I said, are you two going? They said, we are not going. I said, oh yeah, graveyard. In the middle of the night, village, no light, Jerusalem. And Nigerian idols, I know they get two, Nigerian demon, know they get two horn. Seven, ten. They are serious demon. Middle of the night. I said, you just stay at my back. I am the leader. Yeah, a pastor, sir, pastor is not the one that will say, make when I go for front and they come. I want to go and drink water. If you are the pastor, you stay in front. That is how to lead. You don't tell people to go and pray. You stay at home and you are watching. And then when they face, say, can you imagine the way you are failing? You be in front. I was in front. As we are going there, capital letter tongues. You don't pray, Father, as we are going, in the name of, there's no time for that. So you must be used to speaking in tongues for hours. Everybody, as we are going, we got to the graveyard. Sir, the graveyard was like day. Necromancer raising the dead and discussing in the middle of the night. And God told me, can you see what is happening? Destinies of people. The Holy Ghost caught. I said, if you stay there, I kill you. They started running to the bush. Necromancers are just, the Bible says, why men slept. The enemy came and planted. Every day you sleep. As we came to church today now, when I saw the flyer, my mouth started salivating. Sick intercontinental food. In fact, when I saw the food, I remember the buffet I went in Houston. I remember the buffet I went in Toronto. I say, Jesus, why in a church here be doing buffet. I just remember some weeks ago when I was eating buffet. You can go 10 times and eat whatever you want. If care is not taken. Some people came today just to eat the food and go home. I wish the pastor just come down and say, Apostle Jane, Apostle Joseph just came and said, hello, church. The word of God is so mighty. Let us go and pray 6 hours. No food. When you are going, after 6 hours, they will package the food. You will see. In 10 minutes, the church will be empty. Hey!
Hey!
Let's wake up from slumber and get ready to be used. Don't let anybody tell you are not educated, you are not good. Forget about that. You are too useful to be condemned. Don't let any man condemn you. Your qualification is BA, salvation, born again. Once you have that, you are qualified. And when I see young men here, there is future here, sir. Sir, my missionary in South Africa has not been to Nigeria, so some days ago, I was concerned, and the Holy Spirit said I should move him to America. So I've already prepared where I would take him to America. I called him, was so happy. I said, I'm not happy moving you. It's a sign of failure. In South Africa, you can't even get paper and come to Nigeria. I have to move you to America before you can come. For over 10 years, you have not been in Nigeria. Everybody, from even Qatar, Dubai, Abu Dhabi, Sharjah, in core Islam, they are coming to Nigeria. Do you know what happened? He said, sir, I beg. Were you not in the car when he was talking? He said, the next person you will send, let him be a young man we never marry. So I go marry South Africa, make him get paper. That was how bad it is. Besides, they tell you here, produce 7 men who are not married. And they go to the nation. And probably they marry there to get paper. I don't think it will take you 1 minute to bring 20 men. Only 7 they ask for. I saw vibrant men everywhere. I saw anointing all over there. I see great men everywhere. That the Lord is anointing all over the nation. Mission is possible. To finish my story, sir. We got to the graveyard. We lifted our hands with a bottle of anointing. Hey! All of them started running. We started speaking in tongues. They ran to the bush. And God told me, nobody has confronted them before. They are just operating free charge. That is why in Luke chapter 4, the Bible said Jesus went to meet the devil in the wilderness. In mission, you are the one that meet the devil. If you wait for him to meet you, your case will be like Genesis chapter 2 and chapter 3. He met the Eve. Instead of Adam and Eve to go and meet the devil met them unaware. He came to Eve from Eve. He destroyed the man. Jesus went there. So we went to that place. They ran to the bush. We are 90. If you come here to necromancy again, you are a dead man. They were shaking in the bush. They off their lantern. Because nobody has spoken to them. And when we are going, one person said, hey. Now wait till they wait for this. He said, excuse me, sir. There is one bridge. If you go there and deny, they go slap you. You know Edo Pidgin English. They go slap you, you go become in the best side. I said, we are going there. Why you go talk like that? You've allowed maybe they go now. Who won't go to that Olokun Bridge this night? I said, hey, we go there now. Hey! I said, when we got there, that place was extremely dark. I said, can you lead me to the bridge? You stay. If any spirit slap me, don't bother to come and leave me there and run away. I went to the bridge. You will see how the devil, man-made spirits. I said, I heard that man-made spirits are here. And I heard that you slap people to become imbecile. Can you come and slap me, please? I came to challenge you. The villagers were like, hey, what can it has never happened. But when they noticed I was saying it for 10 minutes, nothing happened. They joined me in the bridge. And we started singing to the glory of God. The next day, sir, crusade ground was filled up. Jerusalem. If you have not been to Jerusalem, don't tell me you want to go to India where they will cut off your head. Or you go to Saudi Arabia where they will cut off your hand. Or you go to Qatar where they will remove one eye. Where you have not dealt with your Jerusalem. Look at somebody and say, take charge of Jerusalem. Jerusalem. Say it very well. Jerusalem. Look at another person and say, I'm in charge of Jerusalem. Next service, I say, after me now. I am bringing men to the church as a sign that I'm in charge of Jerusalem. Don't let anybody bring you down. You have a qualification because you are born again. It's only if you are here this morning, you are not born again, we're going to pray for you. You don't have that qualification. Once you are born again, you have that qualification. Jump up. Mission may be difficult, but it's not impossible. God sent me here this morning to raise Joshua generation. People will go all over the world and win. Papa Deboye is my father in the Lord. In a meeting, he told us that God told him the person he must hand over to must be a young man under 40. Because the founder read Joel. That old men dream dream. Young men what? See vision. He said he came to minister as an old man. He couldn't do much. So he handed over to Baba Deboye under 40. And make him to take oath. If you are handing over to any man, he must be under 40. So when there was rancor in the church, who go take over? Baba said, "Make una no kill myself." God told me the person I will take over is still drinking beer. He never born again. The year he got born again, he told that the man is not born again. He called all the senior pastors because my younger brother is senior. He said, "None of you will be there. Don't kill yourself." Young men is what we are looking for today. Don't let any man despise your youth. Don't let fornication and adultery despise your youth. Don't let Yahoo despise your youth. Don't let chance and nonsense outside there despise your youth. Sir, when we gave our life to Jesus, I got born again some few years ago, 1979. And I've been preaching for 42 years. I was preaching as a small boy. We got to the bush. Today you see a young man of 20. They are still holding his hand like a sheep. Go to church, I'm not going to go to church. He will even be sagging. Mommy, I can't go to church. At 20, I was president of several fellowships. 14, I was already a preacher. I'm not 60 years, but I preached for 42 years. What are we doing? They are pushing you to come to church. They will tell you guys, say, no, some women are so bad that instead of them to see how they will impart their children with anointing, your child will dress like a harlot. You will not stay in the corner and say, see my babe. See the way she did look. I'm not ashamed. When your children should wake up in the morning and everybody is speaking tongue, the environment is charged. The power of the Holy Ghost. Sir, none of my mates can stand before me, whether my former lecturers or my former students. When they see me, they greet me with a bow. The only thing the gospel will give you is glory and honor. It's not shame. They cannot send their children to the school I send my children to. They cannot fly the countries I fly. God told me, he said, if you have not surrendered, I will make you a mess. He said, but now that you have surrendered, I will make you a glory. I'm going to make you a mystery. You want to be great in life? Wake up! Move from your Jerusalem to Judea, to Samaria, to the uttermost part of the earth. If the man of God comes tomorrow and tells you, because all over me, I feel the power of God everywhere. It's burning in my spirit that there is still a church that can talk of missions. You're not just talking of how to raise money. There's nothing bad in raising money. How to just be. No. We want to take the gospel to the ends of the earth and tell people that Jesus is coming back very soon. And God is looking for men and women. When I saw the energy on stage today, I tapped the apostle and I said, sir, I hope your stage is not made of wood. He said, yes. I said, it will collapse. So. See energy. What are you using your energy for? Don't use your energy for sin. Use your energy for the glory of God. This is where God is preparing you for today. Taking you to a place of celebration. The greatest glory that can happen is to be a preacher of the gospel. Taking the gospel to all nations. The first time I was in American embassy, I saw people shaking. I came last night, they said no. The company in America said I should be coming. The consular would look and say, no, you can reapply. When I got there, they said, we saw online that you just came from Dubai. I said, yes. What are you going to do in America? I said, I'm a preacher, and that's all I do. The lady looked at me and said, you're a preacher? I said, yes. My invitation, I'm going for another conference. I said, if not for conference, what am I going to do in America? Look at me, say 3 days and come and collect your visa. Everybody say, hey, because here you will hear your result. They say, hey. And then I was now wondering, what is he, hey? Say, hey. And some people lay, Oluwa, hey, answer my prayer. I said, for what? If I have no mission in America, what am I going to do there? I have nothing to do there. I'm an ambassador. America needs me. I don't need America. When I go there, I go to give them the gospel. What are you talking about? I will not go and be sleeping at the embassy because I want an American visa. What is America heaven? But you know why? Because we don't know what God has made us. We are too special to be humiliated. Remember, you have a gospel to the world, starting from Jerusalem to your Judea to Samaria and to the uttermost part of the earth. If you don't follow that procedure, you might just be hearing it and then end up like John 21, let's go a fishing. And you go back to your pot of fishing. The Bible says, those who compare themselves with themselves, they are what? They are not wise. And this is my warning to you today. I see you at a very high level. Please, if you have not been committed enough, get committed. There is vision here. There is ministry here. Don't let any big church humiliate you. This is the mind of God for now. What this church believes in is the mind of God. And if you are here, you are in the will of God. If you are here, the grace of God cover you. Get ready to be used of God. Get ready to be anointed. Get ready to be sent to the nation. And very soon, we will celebrate you in your new auditorium in Jesus' name. I know many of you don't know I know the place. I have gone there even before some of you. Some of you refuse to go there so that pastor will not ask you for money. But we go there to pray. Risakatataya. And the world will grow. Rigagagaga. Decking will come. Lusekebaya. The world will be growing. And you are sitting there hiding. Hiding. In a place you will fellowship. Come and lose up. And be who God wants you to be. Then as I round up, can you open to Luke chapter 5, verses 3 downward. Let me just read and I pray. So I want you to know, I'm going to pray for everybody. I don't have the luxury of laying hands on anybody today. I don't have that time. But, and the Bible says, Jesus entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he should thrust out a little to the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now, anytime Jesus wants to make you a star, he would make a demand from you. He's going to demand for your life, for born again. He's going to demand for your will, to surrender your will to him. He asked for the sheep. And verse 4, the Bible says in verse 4, now when he had left speaking, the Bible did not even tell us the message he preached. The Bible did not tell us the revelation behind the message, because that was not the lesson of the day. When he has left speaking, he said unto Simon, I don't take from you and leave you alone. In case you don't understand, go and study Solomon. When he gave me, I visited, I said, give me, what do you want? God is not a debtor. Once you give him something, he must pay back. And he said, launch into the deep and let down your net for a draught. Pastor Simon said, what are you talking about? I'm a professional fisherman. Fishes don't come up in the day. After we have toiled in the morning and in the night, nothing is going to be. Verse 5, the Bible says, and Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down. I know you may have a different opinion. You may not even like what I'm saying. I understand. I will never judge you. You don't even know whether you should give your life to Jesus. I understand. But because I said it today, please do. Launch into the deep. If you have a yearning in your spirit that God is sending you to a mission, start talking to God about it. I receive China. If it's India, I receive India. If it's America, I receive America. If it's Germany, I receive Germany. Sir, I was in Germany with a young man that we were supposed to do mission. Just because we went for visa, I was giving, he was not giving, ran away from church. First lesson. And I said, God, thank you. This one will not be useful. After one disappointment, you are running. Once you come to Jesus, disappointment will be taken with love. Appointment will be taken with love. Nothing shall take me away from you. Not famine, not delay, not stress, not war shall separate us from the love of God. How can we go to embassy once and because your visa was delayed, you're not giving, and you ran? And I see somebody here going to Germany. No, if you are that person, your amen will not be weak. You know why I know that most of those amen, they are wrong? It's one person I said. And all the people shout, all of you can't go to Germany. Okay, I see somebody here going to Canada. The same people that shouted for Germany are shouting for Canada. Are you going to be in two places? Now, you know what God wants to do? It is time. If God will take you all over the world, he will start from Germany. So when Papa is going to America, he said, all the missionaries in Europe, can you come and meet me in America? You move. That is how to go all over the world. When he's in Ukraine, let us go and restore Ukraine from the war. All of you in Canada and Asia, meet with me here. That's what we're talking about. If by now you don't see it happening, you will never experience it. Start to see it now that it's a reality. And God will make it work in Jesus' name. I don't know what your decision is, but at my word today, for God, for one reason, just obey because God sent me to you. God sent me to you. God sent me to you. As I was preaching, I heard in my spirit that some already know where they are going, but they thought it was a joke, even when the Lord started speaking to them in their dreams. And God asked me to tell you, don't joke with it, it's a seed. Start brewing on it. Every day when you wake up, you can anoint yourself, you can wake up and lay hand on yourself and say, I'm a success in Germany. If it's America, I'm a success in America. If it's Ukraine, say, Lord, I'm going to stop the bomb in Ukraine. If it is Tel Aviv, God, I'm going there in Israel. Lord, I'm going to Saudi Arabia. I'm going to Canada. Canada is the only country that has wide expanse of land, few people. Canada is bigger than America. You can fly 8 hours in Canada. The journey from Nigeria to Dubai, you fly it in Canada. From Toronto to British Columbia, it's 8 hours by flight in one country. And there are just 38 million people. UK is 1/40 of Canada. They have 60-something million people. So you now see the reason why Canada is saying people should come. Everybody is old. They didn't die because they have good welfare. And they have retired. They are looking for young men who will come and work. It's our opportunity to send men there who will go there as if they want to work. But the real purpose why you are there is the church of God. Say, Pastor, the church has started. Can you come and visit us? That is how we have sent. My pastor I'm sending to Canada, he went there for study. Presently, he's rounding up his master's. He has a master's in Nigeria. He's doing his master's program by December. He's doing graduation by June. But everybody call him lecturer. But when I got there, we will laugh because we know he's a missionary. He's already preparing ground, speaking to people, understanding the land to penetrate into the villages. He's even going to farming so that he can go to the interior. What are we talking about? Don't let the devil strategize out of the will of God. We should strategize the devil out of God's way. And then we can take over the will of God for the nations. This is my prayer today. Media has taken my prayer point away. Media, I beg. And Simon answered and said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night. I don't know how much you have toiled. And I've taken nothing. Nevertheless, at the word. I know this morning you don't want to take that decision, but at my word, because God sent me here. Two decisions you are going to take today, and then I'm going to pray for you. See, if a man is praying for you, you have to look at the life. If a man wants to give you a shirt, you have to look at the one he's wearing. If I say, God bless you, and you don't say amen, then your problem has started. You know why? Because I'm blessed with missions and with the grace of God. So when I say God bless you, a man can only give what he has. Because Acts chapter 3 says, we give unto you what we have in the name of Jesus. Rise up and walk. I tell somebody here, it shall be well with you in Jesus' name. Yes. Two prayer points and I'm out of this place. F- First prayer point is, those who know that they know they are not born again. Because if you are not born again, you can't do this job. You don't even know what we're talking about. As we are all buying our heads right now, buy your head wherever you are. And if you want to give your life to Jesus, just lift your hand above your head as you bow your head. And I want to pray with you. If you want to give your life to Jesus, say, Jesus, come into my life. I want to be useful for you. I want to be your child. Can you help me raise your hand? I want to pray with you. Yes, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. If you are raising that hand, let that hand go above your head. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Come on, raise that hand. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I want to pray for you. I want to pray for you. I want to pray for you. As you are raising that hand above your head, God bless you. God bless you. Help me put that hand on your head. And if you put that hand on your head, can you come to the front? I want to pray specially for you. You are the first person I'm praying for. Come over. Yes. Can the protocol help me? You people are a very wonderful set of people. You are a wonderful set of people.
Have your way in me, Lord. I give you my heart, I give you my soul. Oh.
Let me put that hand on your head and say, Father, please say after me, Father, I give my life to you. Please take it and take charge of my life. Help me to live above sin. Give me eternal life. From now, I believe in my heart that you are the Son of God, that you came to die for me. Now, from now on, my name is cancelled from the book of death and it's written in the book of life. Thank you, Father, because I am born again. If you have said that, lift both hands as I pray. Father, can the organ go down a little? Thank you, Lord. I stand here to pray as you have sent me, that your grace will rest upon these ones, that from today, Satan cannot have them again in Jesus' name. I stand here. The Bible says, whosoever sin will remit and remitted. I commit yourself, I commit myself and you to the Holy Ghost. That every work and complaint of Satan against you is cancelled in Jesus' name. Your names are cancelled from the book of death and it's written in the book of life. From today, go and freely serve the Lord. And as you do so, the Lord will surprise you. Between now and next Sunday, you will come here to testify. You didn't hear me very well. I say you will come and testify. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Let everybody say louder and bigger, amen. Amen. Please, can you help me direct them? Please, just help me go. We want to be praying for you. And if we get your name, it's not to visit you, to trouble you. It's just to pray for you. God bless you. Please, help me follow. God bless you. Thank you very much. Give a clap offering to Jesus. Please, protocol. 2 minutes, let them come in as I pray. Don't delay. Just get their names and bring them back. In 2 minutes, please, the head of protocol, make sure 2 minutes they come back. If after preaching today, you know that God is going to use you in the nations of the earth, you know that you know, can you lift your hand? That God is taking you out of the shores of Nigeria to go and preach the gospel over the nations of the earth. Wave your hand. Wave your hand. Please, if you are waving that hand, stand up with that hand. I want to pray with you. Thank God that we can have this number. Hallelujah. 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 You want to preach the gospel all over the nations of the earth? Yes. Put that hand on your chest and start to make confession to the Lord, use me. Loudly, say it loudly, Lord, use me. I'm ready. I'm not running away. I'm a tool in your hand. Qualify me, Lord. Open your mouth and pray. Tell God, I know I may be weak in this area. I'm not educated. I don't have money. But you are going to help me. Qualify me, Lord. Put that hand on your chest and start to say, Lord, qualify me. Lord, qualify me. Qualify me to be the one they're going to use. Zarish ketedesh. Lembrakabadesh. Lesuke kedebon shandeya.
Oh Lord, use me.
Qualify me, Lord.
Qualify me, God.
Mazetoli bra. Lord, qualify me, Lord. Somebody hear me pray. Somebody hear me prophesy. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
Amen.
I thought somebody would help me say a louder and bigger amen.
Amen.
I stand here as God's servant today to prophesy. As I prophesy now, that seed you have sown for missions today, remain permanent in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Everything the Lord needs to tell you about where, how, and what to do, receive it now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You will never go back to fishing, but you go back to winning souls. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Are those people giving their life to Jesus? Can they come in? Everybody, can we stand up? Everybody just stand up and lift your hand to heaven and say, Lord, surprise me today. Surprise me like never before. Do a new thing in my life. Don't let my life be wasted. After today, I'm returning home a champion. I'm returning home full of the glory of God. I'm going home to cast out devil. My business will succeed. I will run millions and billions. Sickness will have no space in my family again. I am a victor and not a victim.
I am more than a conqueror.
Please open your mouth and say something. Say something to the Lord. Prophesy something to the Lord. Say it like never before. Open your mouth and decree. Le Rosh Kabados. Le Zagagadesh. Le Soki Gebadesh. Open your mouth and decree. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
Amen.
I thought somebody was here to say, Lord, amen.
Amen.
I thought somebody was here to say a bigger amen.
Amen.
At thy word. That is all I'm doing now. I know if you look at yourself, you are very far from blessing. If you look at your business, nothing good is coming. But at my word today, if only you believe, things are changed for you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
At the word of God you are receiving now, things change for you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Every program of hell is destroyed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I will celebrate you.
Amen.
You will celebrate me.
Amen.
We will celebrate our pastor.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
It is done. If you have any sickness in your body, check. The Lord has healed you. If you are failing business, live here in Millonia because things are changing for you. God has met with you. There is a release upon you.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
Amen.
I believe we can do better for Jesus. Oh, I believe we can do better for Jesus. You may please be seated. Before we round up, we want to say thank you, Daddy, for being such a wonderful blessing to us. I believe that you have sown a seed. The next time you will be coming here, you will be hearing missions testimonies. In the name of Jesus, the seed will grow and bring forth great harvest. Somebody shout a powerful amen.
Thank you for tuning in on this episode. We hope you've been blessed and empowered to transcend new heights of faith and growth. Stay connected with us for more empowering and faith-filled messages. And remember, you are part of a community committed to transformation. Until next time, go forth empowered by God's grace.